much burdened of the status quo of the spiritual life of Christians. How we are now, how Christianity is continuing, and it's really in great trouble. It's amazing that many Christians don't even realize what they're actually believing, what they have been continuing, taken from others. There are so many preachers and so many teachers nowadays, and more than average Christians who are so much busy about this life, especially living in Europe or America or Canada, finding so hard to do a quality Bible search or study. The actual knowledge about salvation, the message that Yeshua brought, the only message, and what the lies of Satan, which has been believed by Christians until now, is so hurting at least more than 90%. They are quite satisfied with what they have heard and what they have believed as truth. I want to just give you a scripture. John chapter 7 verse 17, which Yeshua spoke. Chapter 7 verse 16, and Yeshua answered them and said, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone is willing to do his will," that's Elohim's will, "he will know the teaching, whether it is from God or whether I speak from myself." This scripture just gripped my heart. Anybody opening to read the Bible, having a longing desire to do the will of God, the will of Elohim, he or she will know what kind of a teaching he's receiving, and God will bring that person to light. If our will is to do his will, but it is not so with most of the Christians, having uprooted from the Hebraic roots, and there's so much of confusion, so much, oh my God, so much of teaching, thousands and thousands and thousands of on the same topic, and people are confused as to what to believe. As I said earlier, hardly any time to search the scriptures. unless a person wanting to know the truth set up a time, a quality time to study and even see the things that he has or she has heard, whether those things are true, they are hardly known any time. So much so now, during the lockdown, there is plenty of time to search the Bible, the scriptures, to see where you are. It took me about 35 years after listening to many good teachers about whom I thought that they are well learned and they cannot make drastic mistakes. That was my own thinking. That was my belief. But when the deception started to increase, and where we are now, Christianity has not only become a religion, Christianity is in great trouble. And what I found with many teachers or preachers, they won't come out and tell the truth to the people. No. Most of them, they won't tell the truth and make it very clear, this is what the Bible says. Rather, they want to thrust in their own opinions and put inside. So I want to ask you today, is your will is to do God's will? Yeshua came to do the will of his Father. He came to reveal the Father, and he, from the beginning to the end, he spoke of the Father. But as things are now, when El Shaddai, El Elyon, the Most High, graciously opened my heart to see whether the things that I've already learned are the truth, I'm so much shocked how many prominent teachers, or they call them the tele-evangelists or faith preachers, teaching certain things contrary, directly opposite to the scriptures. For example, I heard one preacher, a well-known preacher, teaching many people during the time of Christmas last year, and he was speaking, his main topic was the Holy Spirit, and he was teaching, and making the people to believe that the actual father of Yeshua the Messiah, the father of Jesus, okay, you call him like that, is the Holy Spirit. I said, oh my God. The Father, God the Father, is set aside systematic planned deception. And I saw the people who were listening to that kind of a thing, that the Holy Spirit is the actual father of Yeshua the Messiah. And not only more than anger, I was so much cracked, hurt in my heart, that so much so they have brought in is a different entity called the Holy Spirit and eclipsed the Father and the Son. So as God Almighty, the Father of Yeshua and my Father, put in my heart, I will share with you, being in a so much third world country, what deep corruptions Christianity has embraced. Whom are you listening to? Elohim, who is speaking through the scriptures, or some preacher, or a teacher, or a televangelist trying to say his opinion on the TV? Think about it. God bless you.